Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Great Steelers insider Mark Cabali from The Athletic. Mark, your thoughts on Donnie Football weighing the pros and cons of buying a Jason Kelce jersey?
Hey, you know, that sounds perfect for him. Center. A little rough around the edges. Guy that likes his wings, probably. I could see, Donnie got to grow the beard in a little bit more. But, yeah, perfect. That's the only problem with that, Donnie, is how relevant is it past this year? This might be a win the Super Bowl and hang him up type of season. So do you want to invest money in a Jason Kelce jersey that he retires? That's the only thing you have to ask yourself.
See, that's actually perfect for me, and most of my Steeler jerseys are guys that are long retired and since in the Hall of Fame, because I don't have to worry then if he calls it a career, he ain't going anywhere else.
Except for the Hall of Fame.
Better case for the Hall of Fame, Jason Kelce or Maurkice Pouncey?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You take Ed Bouchette's spot, and Mark Cabali's put on the spot, and he's got to decide between Jason Kelce and Maurkice Pouncey. Who's he going with?
Probably, I'm going to say Pounce, just for the fact that every single season that he played more than like 15 snaps, he made the Pro Bowl. The one big thing was there was no championships in there, but you would like to believe that they might have had a better chance in, what was that, Super Bowl 45, if he actually played. Pounce was a dominant player for years and years and years, but I think Kelce would probably get in before him just because he'd have a couple rings, I believe, if he wins this
one.
He'd
also have five first-team All-Pros on him, too, versus two for Pouncey.
Well, Mark brought up Pro Bowls. Mark counts Pro Bowls.
I count Pro Bowls.
Like Tyler Huntley's this year?
There should be something about it. You know what I would do? I think when it comes to the Pro Bowls, there's some incentives and obviously awards attached to that. If you're not the initial, 53-man on the roster, you shouldn't be counted as a Pro Bowler. I mean, you're getting fifth and sixth alternates. That should not go down on your resume as a Pro Bowler.
Hey, by the way, Maurkice Pouncey trivia question, Mark. Maurkice Pouncey trivia question. What is Maurkice Pouncey's actual first name?
It's like something or Michael or something like
LeSean.
That. Something like that.
LeSean.
Did you they always used to make fun of him. They used to make fun of him in the locker room. From time to time, so that's how I remember LeSean.
Yeah, can you name his brother Mike's actual first name? These are things I'm finding out right this second.
I don't think it's crazy like that. I think it's something more mainstream.
James.
But I'm not sure.
I think Mike should have gone by Jim Pouncey.
Jimmy Pouncey.
It's old Jimmy Pouncey over here. This guy's great. Hey, Mark, speaking of Philly and Kelce and Donnie's jersey idea. You have the pulse of the Steelers fan.
Yes, you do. You have subs in your back pocket, things of that nature.
Right.
And cookies in the front.
So you you have the pulse, Mark. Do Pittsburgh Steelers fans hate Eagles fans and hate the Eagles? Is there a rivalry there? Yes or no?
I don't think so. I think the only people that do hate the Eagles, I mean, we're so far away. I mean, it's a $50 turnpike ride to Philly in 4.5 hours. But since this is a very big Penn State area, I think, and Chris, you can talk about that, is I don't think a ton of people from Philly went to Penn State and pretty much soured you on everything Philadelphia. So the majority of the people
who hate Penn State around, I mean, Penn State hates Philadelphia around here, the Eagles, would be the Penn Staters. Am I close on this one, Malzy?
I think that's...
No, you said you met people there who you're friends with, and that's why you like Philly.
No, I met in Philly who I became, like, I know.
Well, how about
the Philly
fans at Penn State while you were there?
I do think Mark's onto something a little bit.
Mark brings up a good point.
I think he's onto something a little bit, but you have
their obnoxious, rude, brusque nature rubbing off on you.
You have to have been there at a certain time and place, like near Roethlisberger's start of his career, basically when I was there, for that to have really taken hold.
But it didn't take hold, because you said you're rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's because I'm a better person than most people.
Wow. Mark, are the Steelers going to sign Taylor Lewan even though he punched T.J. Watt in the balls?
I don't think so. I mean, you know what? Be honest with you. I heard your boy Jerry Jersey or whatever, whatever his name is.
Jay-Z?
The thing about him was he trolled me about a couple months ago, too.
I didn't even know about this. I wish you had texted me because I would have brought it up to him. Wait, what did he do?
It was something Pickett-related. I might have... said he threw an interception and apparently he didn't like that or something.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, who is this guy? Jersey Jerry or whatever. Then I found out what he is. And by the way, that was an interesting segment on you guys. I thought I would never find somebody like Kenny Pickett more than you, Pony, but he put you to shame.
I don't know how to take that.
You going to stand for that, Pony, or are you going to lean in and love Pickett even more?
He was the guy that treated Kenny Pickett to ribeyes last night.
Did you like that Kenny's order was a ribeye, by the way, Mark? Like, because I say filet mignon is for the children in the audience to order at a steakhouse.
Well, you know, one of my unpopular opinion tweets would be, I think prime rib is extremely overrated.
Oh,
so anything but prime rib.
I love prime rib.
Here's the problem with prime rib, Mark. I'm going to tell you what it is.
They don't cook it.
Here's the problem with it. No. Mark's onto something here. Most meats, your regular ribeyes, your filet mignon even. Uh-huh. I prefer it a nice, I call it chef's temperature, Pony. You know what that is, right between medium rare and medium. It's perfect. The best part of the prime rib is the outer part that is actually cooked all the way through and looks well done. By far the best part of a prime rib.
Jeez. Yeah.
Okay. The middle part that looks like it's perfectly cooked, not as good.
Yeah, it has to be cooked better. And honestly, I have no idea what you asked me about.
Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, why would they not want to bring in Taylor Lewan if he's cut loose, which he seems like he'll be?
I brought this up a couple months ago. He's taking credit for this, but I do recall me bringing this up about 3 months ago about he would be a perfect fit. He would be a perfect fit what they would need, but man, that podcast, some of his off the field stuff, his willing to, you know. His, how can I put this politely, his not afraid to share his opinion.
His willingness to run his mouth.
Yes, I don't think would be something that Art Rooney would sign off on. So I think that's what I think Tomlin would want him. I think he would benefit the team if he's healthy and that he's fine. And he would be a guy that you would probably would love to have because you could then bounce whoever, Dan Moore, whoever in the guard, but I just don't see that happening I think Art Rooney would put the kibosh on that one.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I hadn't thought about Lewan that way, but that makes sense that's why they wouldn't want him. So we have Tyler Kennedy on our show. As long as Crowley doesn't ask him such a bad question that it offends him and he doesn't want to go on the air anymore, which actually happened. I'm not making that up. And Kennedy had said to Chris and I, what was it, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when he was still coming on with us?
Yeah.
That he's friends with Omar Khan. Kennedy's friends with Omar Khan.
Works unbelievably hard, all this
and
stuff.
And then he said, Khan has done a great job of getting rid of me-first guys like Juju. And he said that, and I'm like, did Omar Khan say that to him? That they actually made a concerted effort?
He felt totally comfortable putting this out there, too.
Yeah, Mark. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
I'm sure there's a little bit of truth to that. I mean, I don't know how much of a me-first guy he was inside that locker room. Everything when I was exposed to him, he seemed like a guy that everybody loved. And I think maybe near the end there when he knew he wasn't coming back, and you remember the year before he signed that one-year deal, he didn't want to move to the slot because, you know, the money wasn't going to be there the next year because slot receivers don't make as much money as – outside guys. So that could be what they're talking about. And truthfully, I look at that locker room right now, and I don't know if I can pinpoint a me-first guy just right off the bat, you know, would just jump out at you. So maybe there was
How about Marcus Allen, who ran over to the other team's huddle? It almost cost the Steelers a game.
Well, I think that's just him just being unaware of anything. There was one time that he pulled up his phone and wanted to know where, say, Joe Smith was because he wrote a bad story about him, right? I had to proceed to spend 10 minutes talking to Marcus Allen, telling him the difference between a beat writer and a blogger from Jacksonville who has a profile that says lifelong Steelers fan. And so...
He wanted to chirp at the guy?
He wanted to chirp at him. I'm like, this guy might just be fake. So
Marcus Allen was chirping at everybody that wrote a negative word about him, he'd be chirping at people all day long.
Well, he wouldn't be chirping at me because I hadn't really thought about the guy or even thought to say anything bad about him until he made that stupid play in Carolina. Mark, try to figure this out for us. So TJ Watt hasn't got back to me about coming on with me when I'm at the Super Bowl. And Chris thinks it might be because I kept calling Derek Watt Tito Watt. Do you think that there might be some truth to that? That he might
there's
be
probably 100. I would say there's about a 99% chance that that is the reason why he wouldn't be coming back to you if they did present him with that offer. Say, there's this guy from the fan that wants to talk to you. Absolutely not. So I think Moses is right. I think if he
now if we had just said
of any of that,
now absolutely. If we had just said Derek Watt not very good, overpaid, shouldn't be on the roster, just a waste of cap space, but we had never gone down, or specifically Pony, and then I piggybacked on it because it was funny. But if Pony had never called him Tito Watt and had merely assailed him as a player who they didn't need, who was overpaid, do you think TJ would be as angry about it as we think he hypothetically is?
Yeah, I think he was very protective of his brother.
Because he knows he's not that good.
So how do we smooth things over? How do I fix that, Mark?
I don't think you really can at this point, maybe.
But Derek's probably not going to be on the team next year.
I don't think the sins – I think the sins are going to stay even though Derek will be gone.
Why? We're both men. Like, I can't go to him and apologize? Why can't I just do
Here's
that?
Here's the thing, though. I don't think TJ really enjoys talking to the media, or at least the local media. He was limited about 5 minutes a week, and he really, trust me, he did not really look forward to those 5 minutes. And let me tell you something, when it was 5 minutes on the dot, then it was over. So I would take a lot of offense to that. I mean, I know I talked to him, what, was that last year when he won the Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
One of the things he was promoting. And I was on the phone. I was on the call with him, and he was pretty good in that respect right there. But this is just, I don't know. It's probably, if he knows, which I'm pretty sure, I mean, let me be honest with you guys. You might not want to hear this, but there are a number of people inside that locker room who are well aware of what you say about him. So, Which
of the two of us is in more hot water based on what we've said?
We don't blast everybody. We've got guys we like would, in that locker room.
I don't know.
Who is probably in more trouble of the two of us based on the things we've said with that locker room?
Probably the guy that has all the sources.
Oh, great.
All right. Maybe I should get some more sources.
It's not only you guys. They're well aware of your station in general, and maybe they've been told this. So whoever's putting the bug in their ears about they're aware of you.
We're on their radar, Malsy.
Yes, you're on their radar. So, and that's pretty hard to do in this day and age. Like I said, I mean, when I'm explaining the difference between a beat writer and a blogger to a player, and he has no clue what I'm talking about, you would think they lump everybody together.
Do they like Donnie in that locker room? Do they like Donnie?
Who doesn't like Donnie?
Exactly.
I mean, Donnie is a guy that took his opportunity and ran with it. And you can't do anything but respect a guy like that. I mean, I got tons of respect for Donnie just for the fact that in this day and age of kids coming out of college and expecting to be a Steelers beat writer or whatever, Donnie got an opportunity. He ran with it. He made his gimmick, He's working hard, and he knows.
Now he's eating wings in a sponsored situation. He's drinking Coors Light and signing women's body parts.
Yes, he is.
I know. Let me tell you something here that I think Crowley drug him down a little bit on Friday during that show. I don't know if I'd do that again, Donnie. You don't need a wingman, so to speak, like that.
Well, he's the wingman.
Donnie knows what he's talking about. Donnie knows what he's talking about, and that goes a lot. That carries a lot of weight with Pittsburgh, because if you're a phony, they'll seek you out and they'll destroy you. And I think Donnie deserves a lot of credit, because there's a lot of phonies in this town there, guys.
If you're a phony, they'll seek you out and they'll destroy you. That's probably how
Donnie,
I got onto this show.
What did you call Art Rooney on that show Friday night?
A herb.
See, I think that's Crowley rubbing off on you right there. Don't you think?
Well, that's actually how I
probably
feel, though.
Yeah.
Do you think if
you Art, that rally.
Do you think if Art was told, hey, this guy on the fan called you a herb, that Art would know what he was talking about? Would he say, like, what, sage, oregano?
I don't know.
I, you know, be honest with you, I have no idea what you're talking about, herb.
It's just kind of like a nerd.
Like a square.
Yeah, square kind of a.
I had a science teacher named Herb, so.
All right, so
Herb Pope.
Herb Pope.
Herb Pope was not a square.
Herb Pope has hit hard times. All right, Mark, so we're going to wind you down with this. We're going to give you the NFL website's rankings of the Super Bowl era quarterbacks. They put 14 ahead of Ben. I want you to tell me when we get to a guy who you think is not actually better all-time than Ben, okay?
What, are they talking about in the Super Bowl?
No, like guys who played in the Super Bowl
whole
and
career.
Where they would rank for their whole careers.
Their whole careers.
So like Rex Grossman, we're not asking how he played in the Super Bowl. We're asking where
his whole career
ranks among, Super Bowl guys.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Okay, he's good.
Johnny Unitas.
Oh, man. I wish I was that old to see. I would have to just take other people's word for it.
So are you wise enough to know where John Unitas should rank?
I would have no idea. I mean,
Joe Montana.
He's absolutely not better than. I mean, Montana's better than Ben, yeah.
Okay. Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Dan Marino.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aren't they the same other than
four MVPs?
So I would put him right in that area. It depends on who's next.
Favre.
Man.
Three MVPs in a row.
Yeah. I think Rodgers is a little too high, but I would still say Favre is better than him.
Steve Young.
Steve Young had a shortened career. Yeah, he was probably still better than Ben.
John Elway.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
No. I mean, not yet. Not now. He's won one Super Bowl, and he's played 5 years.
And he's hosted the AFC title game every year he's been the starter. And gone to it, and this will be his third Super Bowl. And he has an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP.
We got a guy who's, thrown for 500 yards five times. They're like, third or fourth on the all-time touchdown list? Or is that what he is? How many yards did he have thrown? He owns about 200 Steelers records.
This sounds strange. Right. Like Donnie's argument for him. You're citing 500-yard games?
Okay, but here's the issue. When you start doing
nobody's ever done that more than one.
All right, but here's the issue with that, Mark. You're going to now get into treacherous territory with Steelers fans, because if you go by stats, Drew Brees.
He's a system quarterback, right? No, I don't think Drew Brees is as good, no. I think Ben was slot in. Right ahead of Brees, maybe right ahead of Mahomes. I'd probably knock Rodgers down a spot and push everybody up. That Rodgers and Ben is almost identical in my eyes. I mean, MVP, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. But I think they have very similar careers.
All right, last one. Tell us the story about that big Cardinals cake that you took a picture of and put on Facebook and Twitter. What's up with the Cardinals birthday cake? Did you see that one, Donnie? Oh, you got to look that up on Kabali's Twitter. So do you, Mulsey. I'll retweet it.
I've seen the picture. It's incredible.
Time
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen the picture.
What's the story?
Well, I think I was probably 12. Huge Cardinals fan at the time. Both probably the Phoenix Cardinals at the time and the St. Louis Cardinals, because I was a big Jack Clark fan. It was my birthday, and they just put a Cardinal on the cake, and that's where
who
I was
did that? Your mom? That is a great.
Yeah, whoever did a great job.
It came from a bakery somewhere. Not somewhere. My father used to work at the bakery for 40 years, so they.
Which bakery was that?
It was in North Belle Vernon, Valdez Aries Bakery. Probably for
What were they known for? What was their specialty?
The bread. The hearth baked bread.
Now I'm hungry.
That's probably why. Never mind.
Mark, are you going to be in Arizona next week?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Next place I'm going to is the Combine in India. Then I'll go to the owners meeting in luxurious Phoenix, Arizona. And if I don't ever have to go to Mobile, Alabama again, I will be happy because that place is a dump and I tore my other Achilles there and then it snowed 17 feet and my flight was delayed 100 times. So I hate that place.
And that's why we talked to Mike DeFabo from Mobile on Wednesday. We got this true story now on that. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.